From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
The Bustamante Hospital for Children now has a telemedicine center. This was the ultimate gift of love from three organizations. Stay with us to find out who is sharing the love. The telemedicine center opened at the Bustamante Hospital for Children will facilitate video consultation among doctors, thus aiding in effective diagnosis and treatment of children with cancers and blood disorders. The state-of-the-art facility, established at a cost of $8 million, is an initiative of Sick Kids International in partnership with Scotiabank and Quick Play Media. The telemedicine center is one of six facilities established throughout the region, with centers already opened in Bahamas, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, St. Lucia and St. Vincent, and the Grenadines. The Bustamante Center is equipped with Polycom Group 700 video conferencing system, two big screen monitors, along with all applicable mounting gear, cabling, and infrastructure. Doctors in Jamaica will, via this technology, converse with specialists in hospitals in Canada and across the Caribbean to compare case studies, formulate diagnoses, and discuss best care scenarios for patients. Director of the McKay McGee Family Medical and the Sick Kids Caribbean Initiative, Dr. Victor Blanchett, says that the project seeks to share resources, tools, and knowledge, as well as build capacity in the Caribbean to achieve and even surpass the 80% cure rate for pediatric cancers in Canada.
Working together, our goal is to identify and to eliminate, wherever possible, existing challenges in the diagnosis, treatment, and management of children with cancer and blood disorders in the region. We wish every child in the participating countries, both large and small countries, to have equal access to timely diagnosis and effective treatment with the hope of curing their devastating diseases.
Board Chairman for the Southeast Regional Health Authority, Dr. Andre Cook, says the establishment of a telemedicine center in Jamaica means that the country is one step closer to first world best practices in patient care.
This telemedicine room means that we are one step closer to first world best practices in patient care with the use of state-of-the-art technology. As you've heard before, Bustamante sees between 25 and 30 pediatric cancer cases annually. And now with this telemedicine room, we will be better able to dissect the diagnoses of these children and to be able to treat them in a more timely manner.
President and Chief Executive Officer Scotia Group, Jacqueline Sharp, says that the institution is honored to be a part of an initiative that will enhance the country's ability to quickly diagnose and better treat children.
When Scotiabank was approached by Sick Kids International over 2 years ago, we made a commitment to be a part of this groundbreaking development. We signed on to support telemedicine programs in six countries across the Caribbean, in the hope of enhancing capacity for pediatric care and blood disorders. We are grateful and appreciative of the vision and the foresight shown by Sick Kids team as they reach beyond their boundaries in North America to provide hope to parents and children in the Caribbean.
Our hope is that this facility becomes a facility of hope for children with this terrible disease.
Chief Executive Officer and co-founder of Quick Play Media, Wayne Perbu. Canadian High Commissioner to Jamaica, Robert Reddy, says he feels privileged to be part of such an important initiative. The telemedicine project involves hundreds of healthcare professionals in the Caribbean and Canada to facilitate case consultations and knowledge transfer. In addition to the opportunities for faster diagnosis, the centers can be used for education and capacity building of medical professionals. And that takes us to the end of today's program. Join us again next week when we highlight the 2015 Kingston City Run and who will be benefiting from their gift of love. I'm Casita Irving.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.